basically it's the same for the last 5 years. And you consider that Donegal has no rail, no motorway, and we're at least two and a half hours from that international airport. It's very, very disappointing to think now that after 5 or 10 years that we're really no further ahead. And one does question, as the political will there wasn't Dublin and Northern Ireland to deliver this at all. It nearly seems to suit some people just to keep Donegal in the wilderness. And I think there needs to be more and more pressure put on, both during the current elections, and obviously the new Dáil elections won't be far away. But it is very, very disappointing. And then recently I heard as well that Transport Infrastructure Ireland, who deals with all the major motorways and roads in Ireland and Donegal and everywhere else, they actually dictate to Bus Ireland the different terms and routes as well, and they've actually stopped now discount for travellers from Donegal. There's a Bus Ireland club which gives regular transport, people who take transport up and down to Dublin on a regular basis, gives them a discount. That now has actually ceased since the beginning of this year. So they're really Transport Infrastructure Ireland, who used to be the MRA, who are in charge of all transport now in Ireland. You know, they really don't seem to be given any consideration at all for the remoteness or how trying to get people in and out of Donegal.
Donegal is often referred to as the forgotten county in terms of infrastructure. This is another example of that, perhaps, and another example of these vital connections that are being neglected.
Yeah, well, look, there was a reason why Donegal was cut off for many, many years, and thank God we've moved on from that, where you had the troubles in the north, but that's long gone. Like, for the last 15 years or more, we were expecting investment, you know, roads, links, plans, and, you know, that does take 5 or 10 years to sort of design and get forward. But, you know, we don't seem to have gone forward at all. Like, we just, you know, as I say, in the last 5 years, we have sat now in this Roads and Transportation SBC, we've had report after report come from senior TIA officials, both north and south. And to be honest with you could have put 5 years, you could have put this year as 2014 in the report that we got there last week.